Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Who need a death podcast when you have COVID-19 spreading to death? Welcome to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 116, the 2021. This will be called the first official show. If you didn't miss last week's show, you need to catch up.
Yeah,
catch way the fuck up. Yeah. Nothing is worse than the vid. I'm catching the vid.
Oh, he gave it another nickname.
Nah, man. Thank you.
That was Dusty. Yeah, that was life changing thing. Like, I want to call it the vid. I'm like, yeah, no.
I wanted to call it the vid, and nobody did. But then the Ruckers just brought it back one day. I like to think, you know, just to make me happy.
All old people have been saying the vid, and I'm like, damn, did we miss the ball?
The Dusty wave again.
All right, so Brandon.
Yes.
Let's bring 2021 to a very sad start.
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. There it is. Death.
2021. This shit crazy.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
As we get ready for this lovely, lovely upper room, the upper room is where people have passed away. And I do not even know what the date is because so much has happened. I don't even know what the date is or when the stories have been. It's been on vacation. Let's just get to it. Maria Ramsey has passed away from the hit movie Police Academy. She was known as the character as Hooks. And she was a big time Broadway star.
Huh.
Damn. Yeah, my mother got quiet. Nobody.
Oh, she's hilarious.
And it's just crazy. She's 71 like, years old. Her career stopped right there, like nothing else. Like, I mean, he did say Broadway, but I'm pretty sure out of all the dudes on this show, I have never been to a Broadway show. And don't expect me to put that on my bucket list.
Well, fair enough.
You get on a Broadway show, B Rock?
Nah. I don't do musicals at all. Miss me with all of that.
And the singing. I can't go to the restroom without everybody looking at me. So, Maria Ramsey, she passed away. Moving on to Dave Creek. He was a Bob's Burger character designer. He died after an accidental skydiving incident.
That'll do it.
And you keep asking the question. Do you really want to be in that 1% on the skydiving?
I mean, at least it's just going to be quick.
I mean, but damn, no. You got a whole professional behind you. What did he do wrong that he didn't do wrong to the other million people he had?
I mean, you know.
In order for you to, you got to go tandem like 3 times, I think, 4 or 5 before they let you go by yourself.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'd want some dude strapped to my back. That'd be.
Oh, them nuts are going to be on your back. You would hope to pass out before you hit the ground. The lie detector says say that never happened.
Well, that guy ain't going to want to be on my back when I shit myself, you know.
No, that shit going to explode through your pants right along with your spleen and everything else. We'll be able to put you in a shoe. Moving on.
Jelly.
Capitol Police Officer Brian Slicknick. He died Thursday night after his suffering. Yeah, his name was Slicknick. He died. He's the only officer that passed away from the Capitol Hill. We're going to call it a massacre, just to be rude.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Tanya Roberts was still alive when we pronounced her dead last week. Well, you know, she died like a couple of days later. Bro, this is my problem. So she was in the hospital, her husband, her boyfriend, whoever it was, he said he seen her eyes open up, and they said it's just a natural reflex. I don't need to see that type of shit when my family member pass away. And come to figure out she still was alive. Then she died like a day later. TMZ called her death a day early.
I'd sue the hospital. Was...
You know what death said.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Can somebody explain who the hell this lady is? Because I don't know.
So this lady, she was a pretty lady. She was a Bond girl. And she was also the mother of the big tall chick in that 70s show. Laura Prepon, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so she died of a urinary tract infection. Called from sepsis.
What kind
of
UT she called? I was like, when I read that, I had to think about that. I said, you died from a UT? Like, what are you, 13? Like, what?
Jesus, you were old. But she was a damn good-looking lady.
It's a year in there, infection. Like, what you want doing right?
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready. As we get these people ready to go up to heaven, Brandon.
Oh, quick side note. I'd just like to shout out to my grandfather who passed a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I know what y'all are thinking.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
No.
Hell you know, no, I know you, so I know everybody in your family.
What's that?
Nah, yeah, you put that out. They had three more people pass away the week. And I'm like, fuck, way to roll the dice to it, you know. Dedicate this whole show to his granddad. I won't say the N-word not one time, but I'm going to say the N-word all the time.
Okay, I was about to say, don't do that.
Yeah. This show gonna be dedicated to your granddad, dog. He wanted to see this bullshit just happen a little while ago.
He would have been flabbergasted. Yeah.
Put your shoes on, son. Got to go on to a comedy show.
All right. So
we don't know if Danny Matheson's gonna see you up there, Tanya. We're waiting on that one.
Don't forget, Police Academy gave you Steve Gutenberg.
Well, wasn't Gutenberg already established by the time Police Academy came, or was that like one of his first movies?
He was established, but the Police Academy put him on top. The nigga was in all 8 sequels.
Yeah.
The only movie he was ever called up for. Gutenberg.
He's dressed like a prostitute in that movie, though, but.
Yeah. I work hard.
He's got cut off shorts and a midriff shirt. Like,
I work hard.
They was on,
for
the money. When he was on the fourth movie. He was in a lot of movies. Oh, we ain't got time to talk about Steve Gutenberg. Let's talk about the meme of the week. I'm only going to do this shit every now and then because I was going through the notes and I looked up the phony bunches of folks. with free inside mail-in ballots. Had a picture of Joe Biden on there. Phony bunches of votes with free inside mail-in ballot. Dude, cereal box.
I fucking cried laughing when I saw that. Although 1B has to be Clayton Bigsby on the steps of the fucking fucking nation's capital with those rioters. Dude, I laughed until I wheezed. That was...
You would think that made you laugh?
Yes.
Go ahead, Brandon.
No, I thought that was some of the funniest shit I've seen this year. Yeah.
The memes have been... Oh, my God.
They're nonstop. Nonstop.
That goddamn one. That one with that bill, even this motherfucker didn't make it to the steps. That shit made me kind of love it.
Just the bill.
From Schoolhouse Rock. Capitol Hill, nigga, you never left.
He didn't make it past the steps.
Oh, hell no. Nah. He was in the midway. He couldn't even get an arm up. Can't go no further. Yeah.
welcome to episode 116. We actually had two new fans from Christian's people. Give them a shout out, Christian.
Hey, I want to shout out. We all want to give a collective shout out to Miss Victoria Clapton. She's a fellow writer, and she said she laughed her ass off listening to the Capitol special that we did.
Capitol Riot special.
Say it again.
Capitol Riot special.
The Capitol Riot special. But she said she laughed. Her and her mother had listened to the whole show, and they laughed their asses off it.
Well,
that's good.
Thank you for listening. I don't know if you should have had your mama listening, but yeah.
I'm all good people, cool people. Okay. Like, you like if you better.
Right, fair enough. Yeah.
Right. So let's get into this good old American news. Good old American news is pretty much simple as it is. Good old American news.
And boy, is there a lot of you, it.
When you have that sedition and the insurrection is starting, your ass was getting put on a no-fly list.
Dude, this is the funniest shit that I have heard.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, Japan. Hello. Hello, Brandon. You just got put on a no-fly list. Tell them what they win, Jermaine.
Yeah. Well, you win a motherfucking free ride from Uber. Or maybe even get on the Megabus for $1. Most of them went to the police station. Sitting in the roof. Greyhound, motherfucker. Because you know why? You can't go anywhere out the country anymore. You have been revoked.
People were like, boo.
Did you hear your ass, right.
I watched every one of those videos.
Oh, yeah. Man, that shit was so satisfying to watch, man. It's like popping one of those bubble wraps. Like, that's the visual that's the visual equivalent of that.
85% of them crying.
And it's like the first piece of drug you ever did. You were like, bro, that's the best shit ever.
And you know why they did it is because they raised so much hell going up. Like, I read a bunch of stories about, like, they were terrorizing people on the planes going up to that rally. And then to come back there, like, nah, y'all motherfuckers better go to Hertz. Because, yeah.
They closed. They can't get in a Hertz car no more. They got to go to Pueblo's drive cars.
You better hope you catch OJ running through the airport because it's a wrap. Because,
yeah. Bro, you know how bad it is that you on a no-fly list?
Yeah.
You can't tell Auntie Sue you can't come see her no more, nigga, because you don't want to take a 1,500-hour drive, nigga, and a boat ride.
Right, no more family reunions. You'll
never be able to go to California from Georgia now, nigga. Now if you got a job.
Well, luckily, they're selling us out to Hollywood elites here, so you'll be able to see plenty of them, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, just like home.
They're trapped. So I feel sorry for
all you people. All you hillbillies who got put on that no fly list. Nigga, you thought Coach was bad. Wait, you gotta get on the mega bus to go home.
Greyhound, that one man. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now go ahead, my bad. I finna say Greyhound business from the start booming.
Well, these motherfuckers are about to be riding a bus, the prison bus. You know what I'm saying?
They need to.
Right.
Yeah. Which guy was it? The big older guy who was crying, literally crying.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he was like, he said to the airport, he was like, I love every one of you.
You see what they doing to me? What they doing to us?
Treat me like a terrorist.
I'm not a terrorist.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon. What R. Kelly say to these niggas?
I think y'all telling me with this. Y'all love every one of y'all. I think he said the same thing.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When they tell you, gotta get out the plane.
Put your shoes on, son.
Put them
hey,
back
Brandon.
On.
When the FBI agents come to your house at 7 a.m. in the morning.
I'm Western any of these white men here. Get the molasses out your ass. You keep your goddamn eyeballs off me.
I want you to play. Put your shoes on. Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Shit, you should probably.
So moving on. Let's get the show on the road. Get it rapping. Going. So this is still Trump America for about 11 more days. And, bruh, if you didn't listen to the other show, we wrapped up 2020. 2021 ain't doing no better. You had sedition, an insurrection.
What? Yeah.
You had a motherfucker putting Cuba back on the sponsored terrorist list.
Right.
Got a Karen bill.
The Rona's still running around. Yeah, nothing's changed.
Nigga, the Rona running around like fucking the Mac, nigga. He done upgraded. He ain't just running around when he flying. He riding in Cadillacs and shit.
He's got friends. He's like, yeah. He clipped the cat now. He's got a gang.
So back to the real terror in America. Let's call it the cancel culture. This is going to be Dusty's favorite part right here.
Oh.
So I'll let you go ahead and explain about Parler CEO says service drop by every vendor and could end his business.
I didn't even know what this was and still don't.
Yeah. So, you know, what it was, it all started off in the Apple store when Apple was like, we are going to give you 24 hours notice to drop your anything goes policy. or you're out of here, because we have got a bunch of evidence that says people were planning the Capitol riot on Parler, you know, talking about specific violence and stuff like that. So I don't know. They ended up losing that before the 24 hours was over. Amazon said, you know what? We're going to drop them too. And then next thing you know, they couldn't hardly get a home anywhere. So as soon as they lost their host, which was Amazon, they left all their file systems unprotected. Is that a separate story, y'all?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. Yeah, the thing with that was is they built their shit on the shell of a free trial software. Damn. And to get on Parler, you have to give them your social security number. So, like, all of those Yahoo social security numbers and personal information are now the biggest in the wind.
Blunder in America, nigga. Why would I'm John Parler to speak reckless and get my social security stolen? And nigga, you could have went downtown and just handed it out to one of the hobos.
Why would you give your social security number?
Isn't it like a social media network type of thing?
Yes, that'd be like giving Facebook your social security number.
For what, nigga? I was with you since we started college.
Man.
You don't need all that.
If I might, y'all. So here's the thing. You get on Parler, you got a certain amount of Facebook type stuff that can go on. You get on that with a valid ID, right? Mm-hmm. So next level Parler with private chats, stuff like that, your phone number. But give them your social security number and you get full access to all the Parler's abilities and search chat rooms, whatever the fuck is in Parler, if you give them your social.
Y'all white folk got more time to waste more money than anybody in America. Nigga, like what? I don't even like writing my social security number down on a piece of paper now.
Me either.
Don't hand it out to a social media site. Nigga, what you need that for? What you checking for?
Hey, Brandon.
Yes.
When the Nigerian people heard that Parler had all them social security numbers on their website for free.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Because they're taking your information, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you motherfuckers are fucked. Moving on from Parler. I want to say one thing, too, man. Goddamn, you know what I realized when I told Jermaine this? That had to be the most secretest fucking protest ever, because no counter protester showed up. You realize that?
No what?
No counter protester showed up at all. So the shit was a secret to them and to the government, for lack of better words. Than you know, they went and got Craig and Day Day.
It's a great point. No, normally, sometimes they outnumber the protesters themselves.
Bro, I asked a question to Jamal. I said, bro, I have never seen nobody mobilize that fucking fast. Before it got dark, bro, it was like, a sea of white people. I was like, what's going on? They giving out charcuterie plates or something?
Free Trump charcuterie boards.
Yeah, like,
they're
what,
giving
nigga?
Away. It's a red board.
And people bought plane tickets to die.
Right. What was that? That should make me scratch my head the hardest. So you thought you was gonna run into the Capitol, tie up all the elected officials, and demand that they make Trump your president for the next 4 years. Then go back home like nothing happened.
Then go clock back in. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
We bought a round trip.
No, bub. He got like 100 FBI agents looking for you. They got rope residue on your hand. Look at your fingernails, man. Where you been? Them folks gonna lock you up, man. They got all type of videos, bub.
Come here with his suit. I don't want to go in your office, bro. There's some hard hitting pipe niggas in there.
Yeah. They looking good. I think you put
but
the
moving on. Let's talk about them. Hey, can I say one more thing, bro? And once again, I told Christian earlier, I don't understand why all these white folk got this money from so far to just jump on a plane and go to fucking Washington. Like, y'all niggas ain't got to go to work tomorrow. Like, nigga, what?
This
y'all
is the
wasted.
Middle of the day.
That's a commitment.
This is like, lifetime.
Half of them were from Florida and Georgia, too. We've already heard. You know? So they all traveled.
Sedition is a hard job, boy.
Yeah,
not all of them. Can we briefly touch on the West Virginia lawmaker who was
that goddamn hillbilly.
Oh, yeah.
Went bad,
so like a West Virginia state you know,
lawmaker, yeah. law.
Lawmaker was there at the Capitol, storming the Capitol, filmed himself, put it on his own Facebook, yeah, then took it down after I'm sure one of his people was like, hey, bro, that's dumb. And then, you know, now he has had to abdicate his seat because, of course, you know.
What kind of nigga are you? Bro, I don't, it ain't even got the white people my confused. People. Like, y'all. I thought it was just black people showing when they were doing crime on the internet. Now the white people are doing. I'm just like, what? This is...
Dude, again, not a damn mask on anybody committing, doing dirt up there. You know? Like,
did you say a mask?
Yeah.
For what, nigga?
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. It's the one time.
Yeah.
Jamal, tell them why they have no mask on.
Living in America.
I do not Brandon. Have the money.
What God told half of the motherfuckers?
Somebody's got to open up the jails.
Because that's where you're said, going. Dude, what about that Yahoo that had his feet up on Pelosi's desk? Did you hear his fucking excuse?
The bathroom, man.
No.
Oh, well, I'll let Jamal. What the hell Jamal doing? He in sex face?
No, I think he was just watching me run roughshod all over his show. It was what he was doing.
Nah, We'll get back to, let's talk about this Trump situation right quick. Motherfucker Trump been banned from everything. He been making complaints on CircuitCity.com. He's been treating me bad.
He did.
Rush Limbaugh has canceled Twitter. Oh boy, old Sean Hannity. This motherfucker had to debunk a Olive Garden pasta pass allegation.
Oh, dude, that like, was hilarious.
One of my old beepers came on and it was Trump and in number letters. It was a.
Bro, they didn't even blocked Trump on Pornhub. What is like? Nigga, Pornhub? He's got a membership.
That was a beautiful publicity stunt.
They say you were trying to log into MySpace.
Just Tim Lay said, we ain't having that shit.
He wanted to see his high school pictures.
He put Rudy Giuliani in his top. Was it top 10?
Top 10 friends.
He's just got Rudy and that one dude.
Tom and Rudy.
Let's move on to Trump America, boy. So this is another allegedly story. Very alleged. So Trump, he reportedly told Kelly Loeffler he'll do a number on her if she didn't back the Electoral College challenge. Somebody said, he's running shit like the mafia done. And you told her you going to do a number on her if she didn't back your Electoral College challenge. Like, nigga. And she went for it. You a billionaire.
Can somebody get him off the phone? Get him off the phone. Pry him off the phone. Somebody go get Grandpa. Damn it.
Kelly Loeffler did what? Yes, sir.
Yeah, liberal. And then when the motherfuckers ran in there, she did a 180. The next,
she did. Shit got too real for her.
Ain't do it, bro. I lost the election.
But she looked like she came from Black Hawk Down in that last speech. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was like,
like I told Christian earlier, you got to realize something. All the rich people in there, they ain't never had to fumble with death. And right then and there.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand. No long chain.
This shit got too real.
Oh, but moving on, people got changed. Go ahead. So from NPR News, you know, love NPR News, New York State Bar Association considering expelling Rudy Giuliani. Didn't we talk about this earlier?
If he is going to get disbarred.
He need to be disbarred.
Yeah.
This old ass motherfucker can't do no more work. Like, you see now, he's leaking brain fluid. Yeah, like, I don't want him on my lawyer team, my legal team. Like, no, let him stay home.
Your Honor, he's leaking paying. Lawyer juice.
Yeah. What? I see him pull out his game. He's weak.
So, yeah. So... Mick Foley wrestling's
Mankind.
Yes. And all around great dude has called on Vince McMahon to kick out Donald Trump out of the WWE Hall of Fame, Which I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Oh?
Really?
Yeah.
That shit, I ain't got no qualms with that shit. That man won that shit before he was asked. He was an ignorant motherfucker running the state. Let him have some of his glory time. Hey, you little W. Hey, you little fake ass WD. WEE fucking. What the fuck?
Nah, fuck
I think,
that.
I think only one person has been pulled from it.
Yeah, at least one. Well,
yeah, was it Jimmy Snuka, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, I don't know that Chris Benoit was already in it before he did what he did.
I don't know. Nah, Chris Benoit wasn't going to make it in that bitch.
I see. Okay, I got you.
And his interesting fact about Vince McMahon that a lot of people don't talk about, he aided and abetted in Jimmy Snuka's murder, and nobody said a word. So, okay.
Well, when you're worth that much money, if it's good enough for a Kennedy,
I don't even know what the fuck y'all talking about, but I'm going to look this shit up.
Oh, man, it's a show. It's a show now.
Yeah.
It's called, what's the show?
Beyond the Mat.
Dark Side of the Ring. The show is Dark Side of the Ring, and the movie's Beyond the Mat.
Okay. Man, Dark Side of the Ring rules.
It does.
No, man, those stories are, what happened to those dudes are fucking awful. A lot of
crap.
I'll look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Damn shame. Moving on. Somebody been getting some horrible shit done to them. So now I guess the FBI, I'm going to listen now. This is from NBC News. FBI sent a memo out to warn law enforcement across the U.S. of possible armed protests at all 50 state capitals. Y'all nigga can't mobilize that fast. I tell you, boy, I'd be out there with motherfuckers with shotguns. It's like the goddamn Walking Dead. The moment they step on that step, let the bodies hit the floor. Just play the song over and over again. Because I don't think they learned their lesson from the first get down.
It don't take number one brain splatter. And that shit hit about 20 people, bro. Yeah. All the niggas start running back.
I don't know.
I ain't come here for this shit, nigga. This is action, nigga. I just can't hit a protest peacefully.
I don't know if they're going to go easy on them this time.
They should.
Man, you know they going to go easy on them, man. You know they is. Hey, look. Bring out the pillow gun.
They went easy on him the first time.
Huh?
I said they shouldn't have went easy on him the first time. I mean, the state capital is one thing, but the nation's capital. Yeah.
Should have been a Gatling gun out there mowing them down.
It should have been something more than it was. But I read that the Capitol Police called for the National Guard and was denied like 6 times. Yeah,
but that's after the fact. They had warned them, do y'all need more security? The head of the goddamn Capitol said, nah, we straight. We don't believe it's going to be that bad. Yeah. And I'm like this. So moving on to ain't he good, though, won't he?
Yes, I love this.
Say it, Brandon.
Oh, no, I was going to say I read like a conflicting report to where the fucking Capitol Police cops like, nah, that ain't true at all. We saw it coming. I requested the fucking National Guard. They didn't want it to look like something more than it was, so they denied us.
Everybody lying then. That's why he resigned though. So he probably denied that shit. He resigned.
Oh, there's a couple of people who resigned. Yeah, there's a couple of people who resigned. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For what you done did in your life, you got to resign from your job, nigga. I work an American job, and I can't resign. You done fucked up that bad, I quit, bro.
When you resign, you always fuck up. You trying to save what little image you got left. Well, you got caught robbing the bank. You know what, John? I think I resign.
then they gonna let this motherfucker go terrorize somebody else's company. I love white folks. Y'all crazy.
So moving on, ain't he good, though, won't he will? This is sometime what God giveth, and sometime he taketh away. To all the famous people who got locked up this week, we celebrate for you. Viking guy, man seen carrying a lecture, doing a riot, man with his feet up on Pelosi desk.
Right.
All y'all got locked up.
Oh, Twisted Tie?
Twisted Tie. You guys got felonies. Niggas can't even get off.
Dude, so apparently Buffalo guy isn't eating in jail because he wants the all-organic food. Bruh,
this nigga is in jail, nigga. Like, have you not seen television? Look at Oz.
You ain't gonna
bring the HBO back. You got it.
He gonna get some all organic beef.
Oh no.
Yeah, you're not gonna get anything resembling food for a long time, cause take it from me. You better hope somebody's putting money on that books for the commissary so you can at the very least.
Hey, Jamal, tell them what happened when they, when you have a full commissary and the nigga behind you that's 6'6", swole, hard body motherfucker, when he ain't got no commissary.
I'm going to need that commissary, homeboy. Yeah, they don't have any organic food in here, nigga. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You better get you better be lucky to be eating
in this bitch.
Yeah. Six soups.
And then fucking Pelosi feet desk guy said that he was looking for a restroom and got pushed into that office. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Posing, nigga. You got right. You got pushed in the poles. Like, yeah.
Right. What happened? You tripped, fell. Your feet went up on the desk and they just got this you smiling at the right.
He just tripped, fell on the desk. Was just fell. I love, hey, look. Man.
Y'all white folks wrote a letter. Y'all.
Mine. Because he took a picture of the letter, too.
Yeah, he tripped and fell and wrote that letter on the way down or what? He knocked the pen over, I guess.
I would say that just like Brandon said, all these fucking slack jaw yokers. The one time you needed the motherfucking mask. The one time. And you went here like, what you think was going to happen? You and the guy who stole the lantern, a lantern or whatever, he got like six kids and no job. Dang. Nigga, how did you get up here? Bruh. Who brought you good with question. Who brought you
that,
with him?
That dude white is a doctor. This nigga is a stay-at-home husband living a life. Why like you going up here to fuck with these folks' shit? Buffalo guy lives with his mama and he ain't never had a job. Living in the basement. Living in America. For
in a
free.
Basement.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to tell me that guy ain't Antifa. Get out of here.
Boy, you can't tell. We can't forget about this nut job right here. Speaking of nuts, can't forget about the dude who tased himself in the nuts and killed himself.
I heard that this was not true.
Yeah. I'll make it not true, too, if I had some money.
Yeah.
I heard he did tase himself. It just wasn't in the.
Oh, bars. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He probably out there telling a lie now because somebody seen him peeing on himself.
You know, yeah. Don't you? Yeah. Yeah. We talked about this last week. He's obviously he was stuffing it in his pants to grab that painting.
I know they said he was quoted as saying,
"Put your shoes on, son." Uh-huh.
right before he stole that painting.
God bless America. Even if he didn't die, God was in a good place and made him shock something. I appreciate that, God. I appreciate you locking up all those crazy people, too.
He controls the lightning.
I always ask the question, you white people dress up like Snake from goddamn trying to escape New York or fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator. I said, y'all got all these guns at home, nigga. I said, if you go to war with somebody, you can't shoot number one or two guns. I was like, what? Nigga, he got two pistols in both pockets, a grenade launcher in the back, two AKs in his hand, got a knife, shoe.
Brought it all with him.
I have a system of pulleys where guns pop down from the ceiling, and then I can control them all with foot levers.
Holy shit.
Hey, Brandon, that white dude, it worked in the mask.
that ain't real, son.
That taser was smoking.
It smelled like nuts in there. Also, moving on, we gonna get a God was in a good place for this one. The Capitol police officer was praised as a hero for diverting the mob away from the Senate chamber. They said the officer received widespread praise on social media. And all I can think is, that nigga need a raise, bro. He don't need no social media. I don't need nobody to come get no autographs, come to my house. I need 100,000. I say some lies around.
How crazy niggas is, bro. These folk would have killed you if they got you. If they got to that dude, bro, he wasn't nothing but a pun. Like, yeah, bro. It is insane. Like, nigga, I hate when people say he got praise on the internet. No, my bills need to be paid. Heroes don't work here. Heroes need to spend money too. Superman had to work. Fuck.
That's true.
Nancy Pelosi said, here's an extra $600. Hey, Brandon. Nancy Pelosi looked at him and said,
radical liberal.
Well, she gave him a $600.
Put your shoes on.
So moving on, we're going to praise that guy. He did a hell of a job. He the only one doing his job in this capital.
I know. That would have been me, bro. I would have just said, nah, bro.
But
I'm retired. Can't do it.
Let me speak up for this man. Like, he's quicker witted than me because they came in and he saw the door to the Senate and he blocked the other door and was like, don't open. And they're like, oh, we will. So, like, he diverted them. I would not. Who else would have thought that quick? I wouldn't have.
He gave him the old Brer Rabbit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He blocked the other hallway and every single damn one of them came down the wrong hallway. He did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was amazing. Like,
you know, it's funny. He hit them white people with that old "Mon check behind your mouth, bro." You know, it's all good.
He got them with Looney Tune logic.
And he might as well have painted a fake hole on the wall.
No shit.
Been like, there's the Senate, and they all run into it or something. Like,
it's like, bro, y'all actually listen to the security guard? He said it's that way. That ain't how that shit supposed to work.
And they all sounded like
Foghorn Leghorn. What a Senate black man. All the way down there.
Yeah.
Damn, you know what? I'm so sorry. We talked about NBC News earlier about the FBI getting a memo. They're saying it may. Oh, we talked about that. Moving on.
Oh yeah, we did, right.
I'm sorry. So we're gonna get that man of some praise. He said he only need $100,000 from everybody in America.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody gives. Do we care about Soho Karen being back in jail?
Not really. I mean,
who is that?
That's the little girl who told Gail she needed to hush, and she told the black boy 14 he stole her phone when she
left. I can't stand that bitch face. Hey, look, Brandon. I'm sick of these hoes. I know you probably ain't got no more, but I had to say it for myself.
Yeah, yeah. So they put her arrest videos on the internet, and she's acting like a fool.
DUIs.
Yeah, they're dragging her out of there. She's flipping around, you know, screaming. Ugh, it's a mess.
Bruh. How is it possible that you got two DUIs and you 23? Simple.
I mean, she sounds like she's fun to party with.
And her mama drunk with it too. That's my daughter. Get your hand. What the fuck? How much money? She got a lawyer at 23. You know what I had at 23? The clothes on my back.
You know how these white folk got problems? I said, this bitch got her lips done. Like, bitch, I had to call about 10 grand. What wrong with you?
Hey,
man, look.
I mean, she got what she deserved.
You know what the problem was, bro? I'm going to say this shit, bro. Them folk treated her just like she was, bro. She been talking all that shit. I'm like, I thought she was white, but she a Hispanic girl. I'm like, what? Your card been pulled. Them police dragged her around that motherfucker like she was a minority. Like, get your ass up. You're going to jail.
Bro, you heard me in the stop resisting arrest.
Brandon,
what the hell was you saying to
that motherfucker?
What's that?
I said, what did Raphael say to her ass when she got thrown down?
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
She did. I think she had some Crocs.
What? Man, fuck her. She a drunk.
She almost broke her. Oh, she still flipped. Let me go. That don't work. That's a minority.
Man.
You just tiring yourself out.
Was she resisting arrest? Did they whip the fucking ass batons out?
They don't whip those out no more ever since, you know. Y'all be getting too happy with that shit. Moving on, you don't fucked up your money, right? Brandon just looking at me like aspartons. I always work.
I mean, they're proven.
They had some in the Capitol assault.
Yeah, but they were throwing them down like pom poms. Like,
nah, man. I saw one dude come in and sweep the knee with one. I'll show you the clip. One guy.
Do you actually think that shit worked?
Dude, there should have been a group of Nancy Kerrigans over there yelling about their knees. You know what I'm saying? They should have just been in there. Whack, 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 whack.
I did see one, though. Went in with it, so.
That one time he could pull that move off.
Think he played. Right. Yeah, man, right.
You would think the cops would have been licking their chops for those people to break through that barrier so they could start fucking drubbing the shit out of them.
They would...
Yeah.
They're throwing fire extinguishers.
Yeah. Oh, wanna get on that one. You don't fucked up your money, right? Moving on to somebody who fucked up their money. We know Lisa Marie Presley is having a hard time with cash. I didn't know she was engaged to Nicolas Cage at one time. Did you?
That does sound kind of familiar, yes.
It kind of makes sense.
So he gave her a $65,000 wedding ring and she threw it into the ocean. I bet she like this. Fuck. I need that shit.
Dude, I'll never get this. Like, I mean, I guess, yeah, you gave it to the chick, but like, I mean, the decent thing to do would be to give it back for 63 G's. Yeah.
Motherfuckers like, don't even care, bro. They be so spiteful. They'll throw your money. Hey, look, ain't no other bitch when they get my money.
What? Or they go and pawn it and get like a tenth of what you paid for it, you know?
They don't even care because they ain't even spend no money on it. I said, damn, y'all some dirty motherfuckers.
Selfish. But now she hurt for cash. You just throw the six. That's like, she had so much money back then, she throw the $65,000. A man has to work a lot of hours to get a $60,000 check a year. Well, and you just
house, and it's going to take him 20 years to pay it off.
Throwing National Treasure money away.
Well, yeah, now Nicolas Cage is broke. I bet he wish he had that $63,000 back. Yeah.
Come on, Nick Cage can't be broke. This nigga do every Netflix movie he can find. What the script say? Netflix on. I got it.
Well, he ain't getting but $3,500. Yeah, that's enough to keep the lights on, but
to do all that action, nigga, hell no! I gotta give him at least $350,000.
It's sad when your career get to that point. You just gotta start. You go from A-list to doing anything. Moving on to mind your business. These are stories that we should have minded our business about. I'm probably the only one who read this story. Did y'all read the one about the Denmark debut a new children's TV show? About a man with a huge and uncontrollable penis. This is from CNN World, too. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Brandon.
I did glance at that a little bit. Yeah. How in the fuck? It's like Jermaine said, this had to pass through 30 people's hands. Yeah.
Felt so uncomfortable watching that shit. I said, what the fuck is going on over here?
What would make you think that would be appropriate for children? Yeah, like, I understand overseas censorship is a little lax compared to ours, but, like, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm telling you, bruh, the adults are failing the youth. That's all it is. These niggas are failing the youth. I be seeing some shit, I'm just like, there ain't no nigga in this office building thought this was wrong. Yeah. Not even Mary. She's a good goddamn church going girl. This shit passed through your hands.
Hey, Jermaine.
Huh?
Hey, Dusty. I have a TV show.
Yes.
About a man with a very large penis that's uncontrollable and uncomfortable. What do you think, Dusty?
Hung. What? It was a question.
Might have been an idea. You know that shit ain't no good, right, bro? Hey, go and throw him on his ass. He fired.
Please don't. Hey, look like now, nigga. Now said, bro, this doesn't look safe.
Yeah.
Children and his penis was just going like a bucket and shit, and it's like claymation, and it's weird.
Remember that show that used to be from overseas, and it was like that blonde woman just jumping around. It was way inappropriate.
Some shit, I don't know. I'm like Brandon and Jermaine. 30 people went through this shit, looked at it, and said, it's good.
I mean, they had to write out a storyboard, mold the clay into a giant penis, make it do things, send it to the fucking company. The company had to watch it. I'm sure they had to have put it in front of some, like, test audiences. What did the test audiences say? Yeah, run it. Did they think they were on like a prank show? Is it
that
many show?
Big penises that they got to teach you how to? It's whatever. Moving on to the end is near. We can't think too hard about what they're doing in Denmark. Didn't Denmark just kill all them minks too?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. So the motherfucker, they killed 100,000, 100 million, whatever. 10 million minks.
Oh yeah, it was like 20
million minks and it's still mutated.
You know what Denmark told those minks?
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
And those minks looked up and said, what?
Somebody's got to open up the jails.
Moving on to the end is near. If it started with scientists discover, fuck it. We're just going to move over the world. We already finna end the world. It's going to end on a good note. So scientists discover something else. No, I'm just fucking with you. Let's talk about the Buster move, final move. Brandon want to tell this story.
Perplexing shit.
Yeah, Brandon want to tell this story that we found the deadliest dance floor in the world.
Oh, yeah. So apparently they have found the dance hall where what's her face? I forget what the name of this chick was. The lady who wanted John the Baptist's head on a platter. They found the hall where she did a dance that was so great that they beheaded a guy and served his head on a platter. How great. How great was that dance? How hot was this bitch that she could just have somebody decapitated? Yeah.
That must have been the first time a nigga ever seen somebody twerk.
Twerkiest?
Right.
It had to be the first twerk scene ever. Like, bro, you just seen her bounce her ass. Kill this motherfucker now.
That would be like me going into somewhere and doing the Dougie and then wanting Kenneth Copeland's head, you know, like.
I want Kenneth Copeland's head.
And Brandon, if I see you do the Dougie, I go get you Kenneth Copeland head, nigga. Let me see you do the Dougie. Bro, how you right?
This is a great question. When you don't want to be in the 1%. How you that 1% of that one nigga who get killed out of everybody? What we all looking at? Don't worry about it, Bob. Turn around.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically, I think John the Baptist was like a rabble rouser, you know. But, yeah, like I said, Jermaine's right. It had to be the most fire fucking twerk team you've ever seen.
I mean, a mother probably never seen a body so fit and ass so big. The mother probably, yeah, bro. I want me one of them.
You got to really think at the time. She probably lifted to show her socks and the motherfucker fell out.
They're like, I never seen an ankle like that.
She might have been the first to make that ass clap, you know?
Yeah, they're like, bro,
she made that ass clap. Them niggas lost their mind.
Make that elbow flex. That elbow flex.
That shit, witchcraft. You can't be bouncing no ass.
It wouldn't be witchcraft, wouldn't it?
She allured all those men with her eyes. Witch!
Whoa. I want to see some more witchcraft and see if this shit legit. Might as say, I'm putting this bitch in a club.
Didst thou see how she droppeth that thing?
I've got a stake she can burn on, you know.
Oh, moving on to conspiracy theory. This is going to be from Yahoo News. I don't know what the hell is going on with Boeing. Them niggas need to do some soul searching. The Boeing company, they're going to do some soul searching, boy. Another plane crashed in Indonesia shortly after taking off. 62 people passed away, disappeared. How come these planes always disappear, but you can always find the mother box? If you can make that shit floatable, you can probably make the whole plane floatable wise crashing into the ocean, right?
Makes sense to me.
Death stalks you at every turn.
It's kind of convenient. Oh, we found the mother box. You lost the rest of the 1,000 pieces of that plane, but the mother box was all intact. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
That shit done went through a time portal and the motherfucker done made the mother box was time portal proof.
No shit. That thing went to World War I.
I mean, are they just not doing proper maintenance over there?
Just put this nigga plane back in the ass like 4 days ago.
Yeah, like, I hate to be victim blamey, but like, yeah.
They don't know where the maintenance crew's at.
Well, maintenance crew, they don't know none of them.
I haven't seen them in days.
Right.
I mean, that's not Boeing's fault, though. That's Air India, whoever, you know? Like,
you know how they say.
Name behind, nigga. Your plane crashes, nigga. Everybody crash your plane. We don't want to put no more money in your plane.
You know the way they say, a good land is one you can walk away from. Over there, you actually need to stay in the plane. Apparently, it's very dangerous. Stick around the mother box. Find the mother box.
So you know what happened after this? The motherfucker's Boeing stock just dipped down again.
Yeah, make that shit $2 so I can afford to buy some.
Please. So moving on, this is mother on conspiracy theory. I don't know where we're going now, but a doctor died 2 weeks after getting a COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC is investigating. Why do you niggas need to investigate this?
To see if the vaccine was the cause, I'm guessing.
Oh, so this nigga, he was just high on coke while he... No, motherfucker, y'all know what happened. Y'all gave him some bad juice. It is what it is.
We got to find a way to hide. We got to find a way to discover an answer.
I mean,
well, they said it was a healthy man. Like, nigga, the news people said this was a healthy man. I was like, damn.
Well, I mean, what's their definition of healthy? I mean, I'm legally a healthy man, but like, let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're all healthy till we ain't.
Yeah. Have you ever seen? Well, I have seen some unhealthy doctors. Like, nigga, how you helping niggas when you got that big ass stomach? And I look when they look on television, I be looking like Grey's Anatomy. These niggas look like dad bods. Like, nigga, you don't let yourself go, bub.
Yeah, that one in The Exorcist that's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, like, nigga, it's unhealthy as hell.
Yeah, dude, he might have got one of those batch that the dude left out of the fucking refrigerator. You know?
Oh my god.
It's just crazy, man. It's like this shit derailing everything. Yeah. Every time you get close to get them, oh, he died. I thought you said it was foolproof. Well, not really. Everybody who got, they just tweak that shit every week. If you got a lot of allergies, don't take it. We got to monitor you for 30 minutes. Nigga, 30 minutes? How about 6 weeks? I may go get in the car and pass out.
If your toenail's over 6 centimeters, we got to check you. Like, nigga, what? Y'all don't know what this shit gonna do, do you? Nah, bub. Still enjoy.
And they ain't even mentioned which one it is.
Yeah, they ain't even mentioned that either.
Oh, no. I think they did. I thought they said it was the Pfizer one.
Was it America? Because Moderna is the overseas one right now. Pfizer is the American one, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know, though. Some Americans might be taking Moderna. Write in.
Please write in.
Snail mail.
Let us know how you really feel.
Yeah, you know, something going on with that. Moving on to the next conspiracy theory. Elon Musk is now the richest man in the world. You think the government like this? That motherfucker starting, Jeff Bezos starting to look like, what's the name, too much?
Scrooge McDuck.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, we gotta fix that shit. Edge Elon, at least we know he's erratic.
Yeah, but he's
Bezos
more like...
Bezos don't even show up the meetings anymore.
Elon Musk is like a real Hank Scorpio, though. Yeah.
Hank Scorpio from...
But Hank Scorpio got morals.
And a flamethrower. Yeah.
Yeah, drone flamethrower. Like, all that one.
Fuck it. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world. Moving on to snack of the day. Jermaine said he had something today.
Man, I want to see this nigga being Hank Scorpio. I believe in this nigga. I thrive to see this shit.
Why brought Hank Scorpio back?
Shit, I don't know. That's a good question.
He did enough damage.
Great character.
Must have been Bill Hartman.
Probably.
Oh, my bad. Well, let's go to my snack of the day. Brandon post that picture. 1 second. Brandon told me I got to open them up before I eat them. Give me a hot second.
In case anybody's watching live, Brandon's going to post a picture of the snack.
Yeah, we post live from the show after Brandon edited it.
On OnlyFans.
Yeah.
If you subscribe to our OnlyFans, you're watching live, you'll see this snack.
It's only $100 a month. Easy. You just got that $600 check, right? Do something good with it.
Send me new Panda Girls.
Yeah. Well, okay, goddamn. What do we have here? We have fucking a limited edition Rookie Oreo. Consists of brownies, original cream, cookie dough, artificial flavoring, and triple layer cream. Nigga, what? This shit sound like hard tech. Love it. These motherfucker cut too. Y'all niggas see that? Y'all see that glisten, that glaze? Y'all see all that?
Yes. Oh.
Hey, Bran, what the only place you can get some shit like this and survive?
If you don't... Oh, shit. Sorry. I hit the wrong button. Live in America.
In America.
In America. I like to do my like the commercial. I open mine up then. Oh, boy, this shit got another triple layer on. See, I don't know why white folks enrich this shit in my soul. This shit don't do nothing to my Oreo. Nigga, you licked your Oreo. You nasty. Mm-hmm. Mm. Look, God almighty.
Oh, it's got too much crunch on it.
It did sound, didn't it?
Yeah.
That shit sound like heard. a goddamn light pistol going on.
Did you spray Clark Griswold's crunch sealer on it?
You all made me motherfucking choke. Hey, bro, this shit legit. Oh. I know y'all think all my snack of the day be legit, but no. I ate some seaweed shit up. last time, and I ain't tell y'all that shit was trash. I ate the whole thing. I'm like, I ain't telling nobody I ate this shit. That shit was trash, but the Oreos swanking. Hell no. I could eat it again. It hurt my insides.
Man, we'll post the link under the video.
Hey, you got to get the AB Rock, man. You got to find these, bro.
Okay. I love Oreos, so yeah.
I mean, Brookio's though, bro. Like, what the hell is a Brookio, bro? It was like brownie, cookie dough, and everything. This shit's legit.
Them motherfuckers just making up shit.
I'll definitely be on the lookout for that.
Well, we got another great snack of the day in. Dusty, you have a fight before I move on to white folk, black folk crazy news?
Yeah, I do. I don't know, you know, so like, let's see. So, like, the list of banished words came up, which is every year somebody, I don't know who, somebody ridiculous like People Magazine makes a list of top 10 words that people won't banish the most. And most of them were pretty stupid, but I did see that Karen was on there.
Hell no. How are we going to describe white folk acting, white women acting erratic?
Yeah, yeah. So my fight was like, I don't think we can ban Karen. I think it's got to stick around or else, you know. I think Karen put Karen on that list. Karen's.
Yeah, no shit. Because, I mean, otherwise we'll have to go back to calling them crazy white bitches. And,
and we don't want to do that. That's too long.
People
that
take is a offense.
Mouthful, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then white women get all up in arms. At least Karen's like at least a little more polite. You know?
I don't know, man.
You know?
If I seen a white woman get called Karen, that bitch starts swinging her arm like Lisa Simpson doing the windmill. I'm like, damn, she hot.
It spices up a video.
She make you mad. You be like, shut up, Karen. I'm not a Karen. Hold on.
Yeah, you is. You acting up. Hey,
trigger. Erratic when you're hungry.
So. So y'all agree then, so that's not much of a fight. So you want to hear the rest of them?
Yes.
All right. One of them is, I know, right?
Wait, they want the phrase, I know, right?
I know, right? Yes, yes. I know, right?
I know, right? I use it all the time. All right,
here we go. In these uncertain times.
That can go.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Sus.
Yeah, that can go.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. We're all in this together.
That can go, yes.
Yeah, that can go.
And unprecedented.
Yes, that can also go.
That shit can sweep up on the rug. I'm like, y'all nigga, this shit ain't unprecedented. Y'all just been sweeping up on the rug. Living in America.
But you know, though? You know what? You know, right? What'd you say?
You know, right?
You know, right? That's legendary. That's him forever.
I know, right? I know. That's sus. Man, if I were to say, but
fuck you mean? Like, who the ass? You know what? We got to stop listening to these studies. I'm sorry, people.
I agree. Because one of them is COVID-19. Like, how you just going to, it's going to be like Voldemort?
That shit ain't going to make you feel better, nigga. Now you got the ooh or the eye, nigga. You want to get rid of COVID-19. Yeah. We don't know what you have, nigga. You sick.
Right.
Yeah, what do you got? I got the.
The plague that can't be named. No, not the. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are terrible people. We gotta quit doing goddamn survey with 250 people.
Why the hell
did a survey with 250 people and found out you get oral cancer for doing a lot of blowjobs? Nigga, you asked 250 people. How many people in the world?
Michael Douglas could have told you.
he got it the wrong way.
Yeah, he got grocery cancer, right?
Yeah. He had throat cancer too.
I still don't think that's it. But
you know, like, goddamn, bro, how long you trying to be down there? You know, this ain't the all you can eat buffet. Right, you got to come up for some house sometime.
Calm down,
how
Sting.
How much did you eat?
Say it again, Brandon.
I said, calm down, Sting.
God damn, boy, very, very rare I see a man that enjoy that much.
Right.
You need help.
Supposed to be like a delicacy, not fucking, yeah.
Yeah, nigga, you pick and choose to do that. You don't do it to everybody. Like, what? I was mad when I heard. I said, ooh, nigga, you made me feel gross. Nigga, like, what? Everybody? No.
Never mind. Moving on to white folk, black folk, crazy news. And as Jermaine always say, this always make the white people mad, Jermaine.
white terror.
I'm so angry.
Strikes again.
Strikes again.
So we gotta get about the real crazy news right here. The white, this white folk, black folk crazy news. Black people haven't done anything this week, so good for us.
We don't need. And the white folk been cleaning up.
Man, the black police officer at the Capitol might get the Medal of Honor. So that's
get your ass down. That shit, you can't pun that. It's worthless.
We have been on a hot
streak. It might
come with
money. It might.
Who the hell want a Medal of Honor? Who you gonna sell it to? Like what?
You get laid with a Medal of Honor, you just go to the club, look at my Medal of Honor.
You got a job with this suit on, nigga.
Man, it don't hurt.
Right. Yeah. I was about to say, yeah. Yeah.
At the bar?
Right.
Somebody. Yeah, but you got conversation starter. You in the bar with a full arm outfit on. Like, get your ass out of here, man. If we get it, we did. You ain't overseas.
That's always weird when you see a man in his whole military suit at a club. You be like, you trying to pick a hoe, huh? Real sick. Nobody want to be in a club with all that hot ass shit on.
You're like, what is the president here?
Yeah. No. Oh, I right. just got out. Yeah, nigga, we can tell you left the airport and came straight to the club, huh?
Look at them shoes. I don't know who let you in with these shoes, but my dude.
You ask your Uber driver, where we going? To the club. What about your bags? Come back for me.
Fuck them.
I'll check his epaulets and turn him away.
That shit crazy as hell. Moving on. So this is from BuzzFeed News. How many people read BuzzFeed News?
Nobody anymore. They were hot for like a summer, and then I haven't seen anything from them since.
So you gotta praise this young 18-year-old lady. She saw her mom, her aunt, and her uncle in D.C. on a video. So she called the police and named them all. And you asked the question, like, are you insane? You cannot love them. You cannot live with them. That type of shit right there have you live, have you bad.
You know what they say, woke before folks.
Well, her daddy say when she made that phone call.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Y'all see your picture?
Dude.
We're moving. Yeah.
I will go on record and say this. If any of my family members are listening and you snitch me out, when I get the fuck out, we are going to have a problem.
I know which one it would be, but.
Yeah, just know. Just know. I better be in there for a long time because when I get out, I'm going right back in after I beat.
Put your shoes on, son.
That's what I thought.
Get ready.
Yeah, they're going.
When I heard it too, I was like, "Oh!"
When I get out,
but like Jamar said, bro, she has to hate her parents and auntie them, bro.
Yeah,
and you know what it is? She probably was dating some black dude. They've been giving her hell, and it's the perfect time. Like, damn, look at you, man! In America,
he kicked up in your office.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, somebody'd have to.
Somebody's got to open up the jails.
Like I said, that's fucked up though. But she kind of looked like she from the country a little bit, you know. So you know, good for her though. She ratted out her grand. You know, your aunt. They gonna be a hard Christmas visiting next
that's
year.
Gonna be
you know, y'all go to
Easter for sure.
Yeah. Hell, I don't know. You got four of them motherfuckers with that fed. What they had fed time? We don't do holidays no more.
Can you pass me the mashed potatoes?
And bro, it's like the motherfucker don't even know who told on him. They just trying to figure out who told on her. And her daughter slick ass come and do an interview. They gave you $350 to sell your family out. You insane.
Goddamn Judas. Yeah. How many pieces of silver was it? God.
I hope they gave her some change to do it. God damn.
I could see ratting out my neighbor, but my family. I'd have to really hate my family, yeah.
Well, she got to. She snitched on four of her family members. Her auntie, her uncle. Who else, Jamal?
It was just mom, aunt, and uncle. Three.
Damn.
But look, y'all niggas going to jail.
Yeah.
Dude, this is what I tell people. Don't piss off your kids and you're racist.
Or wear a fucking mask so she didn't know who it was.
Hell no, you know how your parents look. The motherfucker have on a whole bodysuit. That my daddy walking right there. He got that bad. Look at this nigga.
Well, at least make it harder to prove, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Nah, that's going to be easy to prove because you motherfucker put on Facebook going to D.C. with the same leather jacket on. So you got out the plane and my plane got to go back at 12. So we going to liberate the world and come back to the airport by 11:30. Motherfucker, white people crying to my damn want to go to jail. Nigga, you see what you did. Nigga, you took
pictures. Hope you got some Cinnabon.
He got two of them placed behind him. The hottest buns in the sale.
So moving on to the last story I got for the week. This story is from a website called Paddle Your Own Canoe.
Paddle Your Own Canoe. That's the name of the book by Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Okay, whatever. So a man used a fake airline employee ID to scam Spirit Airline out of $150,000 worth of airfare.
Oh, that is a lot of airfare.
Yeah, this motherfucker's on some Catch Me If You Can shit.
No doubt.
The talented Mr. Ripley.
Did he go on tour? Maybe he was a deadhead.
Yeah.
He just like followed into every city.
Well, he was selling flights to like his friends and family and people he knew and shit like that.
I wasn't thinking big enough.
Yeah, he was selling. He wasn't taking all of those flights himself. He was selling them. Yeah.
Shit. To like pregnant women, people that shouldn't even be on there. Like,
you know how he got caught? One of the motherfuckers in his family, man, I would have been selling it to straight random people who don't know me. What he look like? I don't know.
I got these tickets.
Yeah, like motherfucker, yeah.
Again, a mask would have been handy.
You can wear them anywhere, bro.
Well, I'm pretty sure the ticket probably booked them up under his name. Be pretty easy to go back and catch him.
No, he wasn't even booking them under his name. He was booking them under like coworkers that he had. Like, he was working for the airline. He was working there for like 3 or 4 months. Something happened. He quit or got fired or something. But like, I don't think they shut off his like benefits. And then he had the names and like employee numbers for other employees, so he was like ripping off their benefits as well and selling them to people. You know, he had a pretty sweet thing going.
Huh, that's fucking ingenious. And that he was placed there to go steal that stuff. Cause you always know that one person who's gonna be there 4 months, they gonna learn enough to steal some shit and leave. I hate them sons of bitches. You always like, bro, you ain't gonna be here long, are you? As soon as I maybe get in that office, going to get that money.
Sometimes they'll be there for 30 days before the hair test will come back. Swear to God. You know?
Well, what are y'all doing, man? But hey, well, he ripped off Spirit Airlines. You think they'd send him to jail for that?
I know.
Yes.
It was just JetBlue.
Well, I don't know if he's going to do jail time or not. I think he struck some kind of a plea deal, but he's definitely got to pay him back $110,000. So he may as well be in jail.
What was his last amount they got him caught? Like, nigga, I would have stopped there about 70 grand and said, fuck these folks. I don't sell tickets no more. Like, what before they catch on to me?
Right. Now,
somebody tried to cash in their points. Hold on now. The fuck you mean I use up all my points? That's impossible. Run that number. Huh, look at somebody been stealing your account. Let them run a few more.
This nigga here probably ain't got no private IP address or nothing. You know how this nigga was. He's using his cell phone, his laptop at home.
He's in his apartment, and he's got naked women counting airplane tickets. You know.
When you're trying to commit fraud, use NordVPN. Remember NordVPN for all your VPN needs.
He's sitting on YouTube. I got a plane ticket, cuz 45 for the 50. Get you anywhere, one way, two way. Really, nigga.
Yeah.
The FBI. Don't mind it.
He's at the airport like a flapper in Vegas. Where you going? What you need? Yeah.
You going to Vegas? Come on, baby. I'll get you that $45 Spirit Airlines.
You're going to the Capitol? Let me suggest the one way.
Yeah, you're going to get put on a no-flight list, bro. I'm sorry.
That joke will only make sense this week.
And, bro, could it get any worse? Yes. 2021 is going to be just as worse now. I can't fucking wait. That's all I got, people.
Yeah, it's a complete show.
It's impossible. I don't have any more than you.
It's a complete show. How long they go?
About a little over an hour.
Look at that shit, boy. I even cut the notes down. God bless America. The last one was
nice and slim, too, if I remember.
You know, Dusty liked them nice and slim.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get me started.
Son of a bitch.
Because then the show will be back, slim. Guys.
There you go. I get to say goodbyes first. Always remember, people, look up in the skies. Brandon.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
No matter what's going on in this world, get ready. I appreciate y'all coming off episode 116. 2021 is going to be an amazing year. As long as all five of us can stay alive. And I always remember, if you put your shoes on, man, you're going to go somewhere. You maybe even the upper room.
Radical liberal.
So I'm going to switch it on over to Christian.
Right. 10 lives, 7 lives on sale now while democracy is still going on. Shout out to Victoria Clapton again. She just released a new audiobook, so check her out. Endless Ink Publishing, new books will be available soon on endlessinkpublishing.com with Julian Fernandez and Earth's Final Chapter. I'd like to pass it to my main man, Dusty Griffin.
Oh, thank you, beloved author Christian Terry. Hi, everybody. I'm Dusty. Check me out at Dusty Certifiable on the gram where you can see my art. Or go to everysaturdaymorning.fun and listen to me and Adam Fair look at Saturday morning cartoon lineups in podcast format. Don't forget to check out the Panda Girls, who are amazing. You know, an untapped resource in this universe.
Thank you.
I like to pass it to.
Pass it to me. I'll take it. I appreciate y'all people coming out for 116. We'll have an awesome time. And hey, please, as long as you living in America, Brandon, what should they do?
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Because a lot of you motherfuckers got some fed time coming up. And you're going to need them good shoes. You got to worry about, if you weren't working, don't worry about it. You had to work anyway. You got to work on some new shit now. I appreciate y'all, folks. Don't forget to go check out Tokyo Black Everything at TokyoBlackWorld.com. Brandon going to give you the same information, but I want y'all to hear it over and over again. And Dusty, I appreciate you always giving praise to the Tokyo Black models. I appreciate my brothers getting them all in and all this work we do. And we're going to make 2021 some type of year. I don't know now.
Can I request one thing?
Strikes again. 7 days in.
No.
Can I request all those people who go into jail $600? They don't need it where they going. They try to ruin America. You need to give it to people who need it. And Brandon?
I'll take their money. That's a lot of money to hand out.
What's up? It's your boy, B-Rock, the White Liaison. Don't forget, you can call in to 470-387-1942. Please call somebody. For God's sakes, call. Jamar, nobody's called, right?
I stopped checking.
Oh, my God.
Just last week, Brandon was saying, it was like begging people, Jamar and Jake.
Man.
But
Kim, call. We're going to get some more motherfuckers to call.
What a jerk. Don't forget, you can write in to TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. I'll obviously have to start looking into some of these here.
We got one message. Oh, Google Assistant. Hey, Google, read my text message.
Oh, my God. Obviously, the vaccine's problem is at the distribution level here.
Did we really get a message?
That was Google assistant. We got was Google.
No, I was like, yeah,
he's not receiving anything.
Yeah, our extended warranty.
He was all excited and shit. Like, did we really get a message?
I was excited. See, people, that's how desperate I am to hear from y'all.
That's a preview.
Yeah,
we gotta do a contest or something. I'm willing to give a free book to anybody who leaves a message. You know, a signed copy.
Oh shit!
Seven lives.
Well, now you're talking.
Yeah.
See, little motherfuckers don't know. Look how privileged y'all is. We give our shit on this show. Appreciate us.
Yeah. Check out the Facebook page, Tokyo Black. Check us out on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. You can also check us out on YouTube at Tokyo Black. And yeah, man, wherever else, we're all over the place. I'd like to give a shout out to our overseas listeners. The UK is showing up big. Yeah. Belgium is also in the house. Canada and New Zealand. Shout out to our New Zealand listeners, man. They've been since day one. They've been a pretty steady presence here, you know, past few months. So, you know, shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Call like, in. Right in.
That's where Peter Jackson's from, I think, right?
That's definitely where he shot
the hot. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, man, right in. Right in. It doesn't cost you nothing. Yeah. Tokyo
Black Hour. I'd love to hear from you.
TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. Right in. Yeah. My British folks, y'all right in too. Yeah. I love y'all's drum and bass.
Yeah, me too.
Check out the mixes. Yeah. They're on there. They're drum and bass.
Even Antifa. Right in.
Oh, man. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Antifa wrote in?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. I'd be happy with anybody right now. Yeah.
Hey guys, I don't like fascism. How about you? Check this box.
Want to go throw some bricks?
Are you ready to join the liberation? Hold on, dude.
What's up?
What's your shoes on, son?
Yeah. Do I need to bring my own mask or one be provided for me? How does this work?
Nah,
clearly they're not.
I'm gonna bring my own because I don't know who shit has been on now.
I'm ready to go burn some shit down. Let's do it. Allegedly.
The views of the Tokyo Black Podcast do not represent the employers of any of the Tokyo Black casters.
Yeah, that shit only worked for Christian and you. Ouch, y'all, Tokyo. Can you drive? No. Can you route? No. Get the hell out of my motherfucking face with that bullshit. Yeah. Unless you doing some real racist, then you come back to me.
Nah. You know what I always say? If we get busted on some shit, it means we got a listener.
That's a great way to look at it.
That was mad enough to call our employer. Yeah, that's passion. Yeah.
That sounds like socialism to me.
Radical liberal.
I always remember, people, when other nations come into our country now, Brandon, what they say?
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
The first moment out there playing, boy, like Son of the Hedgehog. You better run in that car because they tan up to America.
Better see the sights quick.
Hey. Oh, I want to do one. I'm going to give a shout out to my homeboy, Terrence. He say he caught COVID over the weekend. Homeboy, be safe.
Yeah, stay strong.
Yeah, he all listen. He listen to the show every day. I appreciate you, homeboy. Stay safe, stay strong. And don't forget, I gave you a shout out today. Call me next week you hear, motherfucker.
Hey, Terrence, remember.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Tokyo Black Hour is out.
Hold it down.
Peace.
Bye.